If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. As the month of July closes, we're rejoicing in the wonderful blessings of our Lord. The first 2 months of the summer season have been the best summer months in the history of Worth Baptist Church. God has saved souls and added to the church and given us record Sunday school attendances throughout the months of June and July. Now we begin next week, 1 week from today, a brand new month. We're looking forward to the month of August, and we trust that you'll continue in prayer that the spirit of revival will continue to prevail during these days. We believe America's greatest need is a turning back to God, a spirit of revival, a spiritual awakening. And we're admonishing you to join with us in prayer that God will send this revival to America, and He will begin it right here in our city. As we approach this last Lord's Day of the month, we invite you to come and share the blessings of God with us. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We trust that you'll come prepared to study God's Word with us today in the Sunday School hour at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind. We invite you to come and share them with us today at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Already plans are being drawn for our new building that'll be located on our beautiful 14-acre site, just 1/2 mile north of Interstate 20 or Loop 820 and 3/4 mile east of Interstate 35. This property joins the property of the Fort Worth State School on Campus Drive. We are looking forward to moving in that direction. In the meantime, here at 3309 Wilbarger Street, we'll be looking for you today. Next Sunday, August the 3rd, is a very important day with us. We have designated this day as Everyone Bring One Day, and we're looking forward to a record August attendance in our Sunday school 1 week from today. We are privileged to have with us the award-winning youth choir from the Messiah Baptist Church in Wichita, Kansas. They will also be presenting a concert on Saturday night, August the 2nd, at 7 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. They will be with us in the Sunday school hour and in the Sunday morning worship service on Sunday, August the 3rd, 1 week from today. Now, you've been waiting for an opportunity to come and visit Worth Baptist Church. Let me encourage you next Sunday on Everyone Bring One for you to be with us. Perhaps you could bring a neighbor, a member of your family, someone to share with you the good things of the Lord here at Worth Baptist Church. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in these services throughout the days of the summer. In the meantime, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. If you would like to have all 24 messages that were delivered under the title 1975 in Prophecy, 24 messages from the Book of the Revelation, they can be yours for $19.95. We encourage you to write today and send your check or money order for $19.95 for the 24 messages on 12 cassette tapes under the title 1975 in Prophecy. Just write today and ask for the prophecy tapes or the tapes on Revelation, and they will be sent you by return mail. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. That's Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We invite you to write us, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I shall read from the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, at verse 20. But before we read the scripture, I want you to join me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the privilege of prayer. We thank Thee that Thou hast admonished us to bring all of our cares to Christ, for He careth for us. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel today. And it would be our prayer that as this radio ministry fills the air, that many hearts would be blessed, that lives would be transformed, that souls would be saved. May every listener be spiritually profited by listening to this message in this hour. And we pray a special blessing upon those who are unable to get out in public assembly of worship today. May this radio ministry bless and thrill them and encourage their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now, in the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, I read verse 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, even so come, Lord Jesus. The Bible opens with a promise. The Bible closes with a promise. It opened with a promise of a Redeemer who would come and redeem our souls. The Bible closes with a promise of the same Redeemer who comes to redeem our bodies. That Redeemer is the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, and our Savior. This last promise is the grandest of them all. This last word is a glorious word. It is a happy word, a blessed word. It is a comforting word, an inspiring word. It is a holy word. It is a heartwarming word. It is an encouraging word to know that Jesus Christ is coming again. Three times in this last chapter of the book of God, Jesus makes an announcement of His coming. Now, we believe the coming of Christ is imminent. That is, we believe that Jesus Christ could come at any moment. We believe in the pre-tribulation, pre-millennial return of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 7, Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. In verse 12, He said again, behold, I come quickly. And in my text in verse 20, Jesus said, surely, emphatically, truly, I come quickly. It seems to us like a long time since Jesus uttered those words, and it has been almost 2,000 years. But to Him, it's only been about 2 days. For we read in the Bible, in 2 Peter chapter 3, at verse 8, that one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years as a day. So it's only been a short while since our Lord Jesus ascended back to heaven with the promise, I will come again. We echo the words of John the beloved apostle from the Isle of Patmos when he wrote, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The night of sin around us is dark. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Thy servants love Thee. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Thy people wait for Thee. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Thy church is ready. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. By appearing, we love. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, our souls desire to see Thee. Our hearts long for heaven and home. Our ears await the sound of the trumpet. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, we are restless. We are weary. We are tired. We are worn. We are homesick for heaven. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, we long for eternal rest. We long for eternal peace. We long for eternal joy. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, this world is not our home. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, this world has no attraction for us any longer. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, this world is getting worse and worse, and we long for Thy coming. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, take us out of this world of sin. Take us out of this world of suffering. Take us out of this world of selfishness. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, take us out of this world of scoffers. And even so, come, Lord Jesus, take us out of this world of skeptics. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. For 2,000 years, men have been echoing that call. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Preachers all over the world today who believe the Bible and who believe in the imminent return of Christ will say again with John the beloved apostle, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Yes, the Bible opens with a promise of His coming, and the Bible closes with a promise of His second coming. So we have His first coming promised in the beginning, and His second coming in the very last book of the Bible. His first coming was first mentioned in Genesis 3:15, where it is prophesied that our Lord Jesus Christ would come as the seed of the woman. His second coming is given again in Revelation 22 and verse 20, where we have His coming as the magnet of heaven. In His first coming, they mocked Him. They spit upon Him. They blasphemed Him. They battered Him. And they bruised Him. In His second coming, they will praise Him. In His first coming, they ridiculed Him. In His second coming, they will extol Him. In His first coming, they nailed Him to a cross. In His second coming, they will sit Him upon a throne. In His first coming, He came as a sin offering. In His second coming, He will come without a sin offering unto salvation. In His first coming, He came to die a criminal death. In His second coming, He will come to live a conqueror's life. In His first coming, He came to redeem His own. In His second coming, He will come to rapture His own. In His first coming, there was no room for Him in the end. In His second coming, the whole earth will be covered with His glory. In His first coming, they crowned Him with a crown of thorns. In His second coming, they will crown Him with a royal diadem. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. There are three things associated with the second coming of Christ that I would have you note today. First of all, every promise in the Bible concerning His coming will be fulfilled. You see, not one word of the Scripture will ever fail. Not one promise, not one good thing of all the things the Lord has promised shall ever fail. One out of every 25 verses in the Bible refer to the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, His coming is referred to 1,200 times. In the New Testament, 300 times we have reference to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every time His first coming is mentioned, His second coming is mentioned 8 times. Job said He was coming. We read in Job 19:25, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the last day His feet shall stand upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. The angels said He was coming. I read it in Acts 1:11. There stood by them two men in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heaven? This same Jesus, which you see taken away from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go away into heaven. Jesus Himself promised that He would return. It is written in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This is the wonderful promise of our wonderful Savior. Jesus Christ guarantees His return. Make no mistake about it, my friend. The Bible is true. This wonderful book has sailed every ocean. It has climbed every mountain. It has been in the dungeons of the earth. It has come through prisons, through fires, through wars, through famines and persecutions and perils unnumbered. And yet it remains true. And every word in the book is inspired of God. So we believe from the Word of God that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. He is coming unannounced. He is coming unexpectedly. He is coming as a thief in the night. He is coming suddenly. He is coming with a shout. He is coming with the voice of the archangel. He is coming with the sound of the trumpet of God. Jesus Christ is coming personally. He is coming bodily. He is coming visibly. Jesus Christ is coming in the glory of His Father. He is coming in the power of the Holy Spirit. He is coming to rapture the church. And that brings me to my next thought. All believers, living and dead, will meet Him in the air. What a wonderful meeting that's going to be. When we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, when we break loose the chains that bind us to this earth and rise to meet Him in the air. Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 at verse 50. Paul writes, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying which is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Again, we echo the words of John. "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." To the church at Thessalonica, Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 at verse 13, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Even so come, Lord Jesus." The third thing that I would speak to you of concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is this. All unbelievers will be thrust into an awesome period of suffering called the tribulation period. This period is the time of Jacob's trouble. This period follows the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. This period shall be ruled over by the man of sin, the Antichrist, the awesome beast. In Revelation 6, we read of four horsemen. First, the white horse of peace. Second, the red horse of war. Third, the black horse of famine. And fourth, the pale horse of death. And my friends, the four horsemen of the apocalypse are saddled up. They are ready to ride across the length and breadth of the world. But they will not ride until our Lord Jesus Christ comes to receive His own. Oh, my friend, that awesome period of suffering and anguish is going to be a period like unto which the world has never known and shall never know again. We read in the closing verses of Revelation 6, where the mighty men and the bondmen and the freemen and the captains and all men of the earth shall cry out unto the mountains and unto the rocks to fall on them and hide them from the face of him who sitteth upon the throne and from the face of the Lamb. For the great day of God's wrath is come, and who shall be able to abide? My friend, there's but one place of safety, and that is in Jesus Christ. Are you in him? Have you trusted him? Do you know him as your personal Savior? Have you been born again? Have you passed from death unto life? You can, this moment, right where you are, by exercising faith in the finished work of Christ upon the cross, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Savior, and you can be saved right now. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The storm clouds are gathering, but before the storm breaks, we will be at home with God. In the Revelation 3:10, Jesus said, I will deliver you, preserve you, keep you from that hour. As Enoch was translated, as Noah was placed in the ark before the flood, as Lot was taken out of Sodom before judgment fell, even so we will be translated from the earth before the hour of the tribulation comes. This is the promise of our Lord Jesus. And we echo again with John the beloved apostle, even so come, Lord Jesus. We remind you once again of our invitation for you to share with us the blessings of God today at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school hour at 10, our worship services at 11 and 7. Until next Lord's Day by radio, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.